The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares us in the days that are coming before the month of Ramadan, so we enter this blessed month, inshallah, with a clean soul, ready to ascend, inshallah, towards the divine. I feel that one of the topics we need reminders on these days, and the climate we're in, both on a personal level, internally, as well as externally in the global climate we're in, we're in need of, is the reminder regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats His promises in the Quran. And He repeats the reminder for us, for people. Sometimes He says, Ya ayyuhan nas. Sometimes He refers to the believers. People in general was the first, and believers. Sometimes specifically to prophets. Fasbir inna wa'adallahi haqq. The prophet is told, be patient, God's promise is true. So on one hand, the promises are mentioned. On the other hand, the reminder is given constantly that those promises are true. If you see them not being fulfilled in your view in the near future, don't conclude that these promises are not true. And don't live your life based on the understanding or the misunderstanding that those promises are not true. Don't live your life negligent even of those promises. Live your life based on those promises. And there are multitudes of promises and ways, some more specific, some more general. And for that reason, we are generally told to be in the state of intidharul faraj. There's a misconception regarding that. I just said some Arabic words that generally our minds quickly go to the idea of the coming of the Imam of our time, which that is a promise. That's one of the promises. But the concept of intidharul faraj is not limited to that particular instance of a divine promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different promises regarding faraj. Faraj means an opening. Faraj means relief. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us general promises of relief. Do what I will tell you. If in أهل القرى لو آمنوا واتقوا لأنزلنا عليهم. If the people of the village or civilization or city or whatever term you want to put there, the people, any people, if they believe and اتقوا and do what God says, we will send down blessings from the heavens and the earth. We'll give them abundance. That's a promise. That's general. أهل القرى, that includes us, collectively, as a community. لو آمنوا, if you have iman, واتقوا, and have taqwa, we will shower you with our mercy. And this is inclusive of, if not specifically referring to, inclusive of material blessings. The needs that are foreseeable in this world, the needs that we can see our need towards, the ones with regards to and related to the afterlife, are more difficult for us to see. The ones that are, that in our mind are more tangible and we worry about them, are the material ones. So you want that? You're worried about that? Or you want a better life here? In Ahl al-Qura, if the people of the Qariya, the village, people, basically, any Qariya, any city, anywhere. لو آمنوا واتقوا, if you have taqwa, then we will send now. We will shower you with blessings, including material blessings. We'll give you abundance. When I am not in the state of abundance, it's tight as an individual, but in this case, the verse that we're using as an example, it's a community one. It's not an individual one. Ahl al-Qura, collectively, the people. You want your community to prosper, including material prosperity, financial prosperity, including that, not only that, not limited to that. That's not the definition of prosperity. It's not the definition of success, but the definition of success, according to the Quran, includes that. Mu'mineen are to have abundance in this world. أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ Another promise, but we're not going to be addressing that right now. We're going to keep to the example we have. As a community, there are times that we struggle as a community. Not this family, this person, that this family. As a community, we have trouble. Finances are not coming together. We have trouble in taking care of our community needs collectively because the various members of the community are struggling financially. And so collectively we're struggling. It's tight. The Quran uses the word bast, which is abundance or having, being open, having a lot coming in. And then yaqdir is the other part. Yapsutur rizq. That's best. And then yaqdir, the qadar, in a sense, one of the meanings of that word is to have limitation. It's tight. It's limited. God promises if you are mu'min and you implement His teachings, you're careful that in your business, in your personal lives, in your family lives, the way you think of one another, the way you deal with one another as a community, if you do it the way God says, then we will shower you with blessings, including material blessings.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه